to thank the saints here in Seattle, the Seattle Christian Assembly, for the hospitality in which you served us this past week.
首先我要感谢在西雅图基督教会的众圣徒们在这一周所给予我们的款待殷勤的款待。
Our family from actually New York is here. Our family from Texas, Arizona, California, and of course the state of Washington. We thank you very much.
我们的亲人们来自纽约、德州、加州、亚利桑那州还有西雅图、华盛顿州，我们都一起感谢你们。
Please turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1.
请打开你的圣经，以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
第一章第三节，以弗所书第一章第三节。
We're going to read two scriptures to prepare our hearts for our fellowship this morning.
我们要先读两处圣经来预备我们今天早晨的灵。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And then Matthew 2,
接着马太福音第二章
，verse 1,
第一节。
Matthew 2, verse 1,
马太第二章第一节。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying,
第二章第一节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
Verse 2, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
In Ephesians, we see that every blessing spiritually, temporally, physically, mentally is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
从以弗所书第一章第三节我们看见，无论是属灵的、物质的、精神的，或是其他的，一切祝福都在基督耶稣里。
And only a fool would not want to enter into 2017 without knowing andThe source of this blessing.
当我们要进入新的一年2017年的时候，我们不希望不知道这个蒙福的源头。
Not only the source, but coming into the reality and the fullness of that blessing.
不仅我们认识这个泉源，并且我们能够真正的进入这个祝福。
And in this Matthew portion, we see the secret.
在马太我们读到那个秘诀。
And these wise men, these magi, knew the secret.
这东方的博士们他们知道这个秘诀。
The grace of God at some time earlier in their life had revealed to them through the scripture the Messiah, the Christ was coming.
神的灵借着一种的方式启示的这些博士们就是弥赛亚即将来临。
And they had a desire to seek him.
他们具有这个愿望去寻找他。
To find him.
去找他。
And they did whatever it took to accomplish that.
他们 克服一切的困难来完成这个任务。
They had to travel a long ways.
他们必须旅行很长的路程。
And this is the condition of all of us. Every morning, we can be a long ways from the Lord Jesus.
每个逐日早晨，我们弟兄姊妹们也像这样，从很远的地方来到这里。
But if we have a desire to find Him, we will not only find Him, but we will receive all the spiritual blessings that He has intended for us for 2017.
若有我们有一颗寻求的心的话，不仅我们能够找着，而且我们必定得着他丰盛的祝福，特别在2017要来到的时候。
Do we want the fullness of the Lord's blessing?For the last week of this year and for the coming year, if the Lord tarries,
啊，我们是否啊渴望能够得着像上周、像未来的一年要从神得着的满足的丰富的祝福呢
？The Lord looks into our heart at this moment to see if there is a desire for Him, or is there a counterpart, an idol?
神。我们的主正在我们里边寻找，我们里边是否有这样的愿望来寻求他，或者是有一个相反的愿望。
Let's prepare our hearts.
那我们来预备我们的灵。
Father,
父啊
，We're thankful that you have included us into your family.
我们感谢你把我们包括在你的家庭中。
How you desire.To dine sup with us.
你是何等愿意跟我们一同来用餐
Commune with us.
你愿意与我们交通
We now surrender ourselves to you again this morning to hear from you.
我们现在把自己降服在你的手中要听你要向我们讲的话
Speak, Lord, your children are listening.
主啊请说你的儿女们静听
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们是奉主耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1 Excuse me, Revelation 19
请打开启示录第十九章
Revelation 19
启示录第十九章
Verse 6
第六节
Hallelujah. This is Revelation 19, the end of 6. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad.And give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
启示录第十九章第六节，我们从中间念起。Hallelujah! 因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
This is the last week of 2016.
今天是2016年最后一个主日。
It is also Christmas Day.
啊，也是圣诞日。
Yesterday we had a wedding.
昨天我们有一个婚礼。
And within a week we will be embarking upon 2017.
在一周我们就要迎接2017。
One who stands up here this morning has many opportunities to share on many different things.
今天早上我在站在这里有机会来分享很多其他的题目。
But I sensed in my spirit that there was one thought that brought those four thoughts together.
但是在我的灵里面有个感觉就是有一个思想是把所有各方面都能够包括在里头。
And it was here in verse 7 that the Lord revealed a key to life.
那就是在第七节那里我们的主给我们启示关于生命的一个秘诀。
The key, the very key to opening up the spiritual, physical, temporal blessings of heaven.
这是把天上一切福气打开的一个钥匙。
And I think they're found there in that word, the Lamb.
那就是羔羊这个词。
The Lamb has come.
羔羊要来了。
The bride has made herself ready.
新妇也自己预备好了。
Now we have to connect those two.
我们必须把这两个连在一起。
The lamb is not a lion.
羔羊不是狮子。
And the bride has to correspond and complement the groom, the lamb.
而新妇也必须与羔羊的性情相配。
And God has found a way to prepare the lamb.
神有他的方法
prepare the bride.
神有他的方法来为羔羊预备他的心腹。
Through the lamb.
也是借着羔羊完成的。
Simply said,
简单的说,
the bride must have the same spirit as the lamb.
新妇与羔羊必须有相同的灵。
This is the way and the answer to entering into a new year.
这是我们进入新的一年的道路和答案。
You and I must have the spirit of the Lamb.
你和我必是都已经有了羔羊的灵。
The bride has to be ready.
但是心腹必须预备好了。
But how is this to happen?
那这是如何发生的呢?
The lamb obviously is ready. He is ready to return.
非常显然的，羔羊他是已经预备好了，他实在是要回来了。
And the bride has not been ready.
但是心腹却还没有预备好。
What does the bride, and that's you and I, have to do to be ready.
新妇就是你和我，我们如何能够预备好来迎接羔羊。
In just a few words, we must possess the spirit of the lamb.
那就是几个字，我们必须拥有羔羊的灵。
You and I either have the spirit of the lamb,Or we have the spirit of Antichrist.
你和我若非有羔羊的灵，那就是有敌基督的灵。
There is no gray area here.
在这里没有灰色地带。
It's either light or darkness.
不是光明就是黑暗。
It's either life or death.
是不是生命就是死亡。
Spirit of the Lamb, spirit of the devil.
羔羊的灵或者是魔鬼的灵。
One is ready, one is not ready.
那么一个是预备好了，一个是没有。
So for a few minutes we'd like to just look at what characterizes the spirit of the lamb.
那么再一会儿我们再来看看是羔羊的灵有什么样的特性呢？
Well, first of all, as a person born from above, born of the spirit, you possess our name is in the Lamb, book of life.
我们这样子说，当我们接受主耶稣做救主的时候，我们的名字就记在羔羊的生命册上。
In Revelation 13, it's called the Lamb's slain book of life.
在启示录第十三章那里面讲到，就是在创世以前被杀的羔羊的生命册。
The Lamb is characterized.Without spot or blemish.
那么羔羊的特点就是没有瑕疵，也没有玷污。
This is absolutely impossible for any of us in this room.
在我们这个聚会厅里，没有一个人能够自己达到。
Outside of the lamb, the shed blood of the Lamb of God.
在为我们流血舍命的羔羊之外，我们无人能达到这个境界。
The spirit of the lamb is characterized by a spirit of submission.
羔羊的灵第一个特点就是顺服。
All delegated authority the Lord Jesus submitted to.
我们的主他把自己降服在所有一切的权柄之下。
Even the laws of the land, give to Caesar what is Caesar.
而甚至于主说把该撒的物都归给该撒。
And probably the key of all that characterizes the Lamb is the spirit of sacrifice.
那么能够说明羔羊的灵最大的一个特点应该是就是牺牲的灵。
There probably isn't one person who would disagree, with the Lord's demonstration of sacrifice.
可能只有一位是不同意主对这个的表现。
We say, oh yes, that's wonderful.
我们说这个太好了。
But when it comes to living a sacrificial life,
但是真正进入一个牺牲奉献的生活。
Another story.
却是另外一个故事
了。No one likes to sacrifice anything.
没有人愿意来牺牲任何事。
We are very, very tight.
我们都把自己抓得很紧。
And I'm not talking about just physical resources. I'm talking about our very life. We're closed, exclusive.
我不仅讲到是物质方面的，乃是讲到我们这个人整个是封闭的。
Very thin skin. Wear our feelings on our sleeve. Help me.
是非常的敏感的。
Thank you. It's the truth.
那是真的。
See, we don't even want to say the word.
甚至我们不需要把这个字说出来。
But it's all of us.
那这是我们每个人的光景。
Sacrifice is not natural.
牺牲并不是我们天然有的。
Especially sanctified holy sacrifice.
特别是讲到那种神圣的牺牲。
We will sacrifice to be recognized.
我们也许愿意牺牲让人来认可。
We will sacrifice to be accepted.
我们也许愿意牺牲让人来接受。
But let someone question us for one second, and I'm trying to think of a good word. We rise up in our flesh.
比如说，如果有人对我们提出一个质疑，也许我们整个血气都上来了。
The Lamb was meek and lowly.
可是羔羊的灵却是柔和谦卑的。
Come to me, Jesus says, learn of me, I am meek and lowly.
主呼召我们说来学他的样式。因为他的心是柔和谦卑的。
I am gentle and humble.
我是柔和谦卑的。
As we just sang, the Lamb,as a holy life.
我们刚刚讲到羔羊乃是一个神圣的生命。
A separated, consecrated life.
那它是一个分别的，是一个奉献的生命。
Jesus had that kind of life.
主耶稣所有的生命就是这个特性。
No pennies, no money.
他身无分文。
No pillow.
没有枕头。
No possessions.
没有财产。
Prestige was not necessary. Prestige. Recognition.
没有，他不需要别人对他的认可。
This Lamb of the Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lamb, loves all.
羔羊的灵也是爱众人的灵。
The first and the second commandment is to be the very life of our being.
第一和第二条的诫命就是我们生命的本质。
Obsessed with loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind and strength.
要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
And loving everyone else. All others, loving all else.
并且要爱所有的人如己。
No exceptions.
没有任何例外。
Not picking and choosing.
不是在那里拣选谁可以爱。
The poor person, the little person in our eyes, The Spirit of the Lamb loves them.
在我们眼中所看为贫穷的或是卑微的，却是羔羊所爱的。
No one would reach out for a Mary Magdalene.
没有人会去接近摩大拉的玛利亚。
Or Zacchaeus.
或者是撒该。
Or Matthew the tax collector.
或是税吏马太。
These were scoundrels. These were wicked people.
这些都是属于这邪恶的人。
The woman at the well.
在井旁的妇人。
But one had the spirit of the lamb.
但是有一个人，他有羔羊的灵。
He's recognized the people that were hurting.
他能够找到那些受伤的人。
And he reached out.
然后去接触他们。
He took care of them.
然后照顾他们。
With the spirit of the lamb comes great opposition.
当羔羊的灵能够进入的时候。
And this opposition begins right here inside of us.
对不起，是讲到与羔羊的灵相反的一个东西是在我们这个人里面。
Everything in us resists the spirit.
每一样在我们里面的都反对羔羊的灵。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy to sing these songs.
弟兄姊妹们，我们唱诗歌的时候是很容易的。
Worthy is the Lamb.
羔羊是配。
But when it comes to the source, the backbone of that worthiness, this spirit of the Lamb sacrifice, we say no, we back off.
可是当来到那个真正关键的时候，羔羊的灵牺牲对我们来说，我们就开始拒绝了。
Self-preservation dominates our heart.
自我的保留是一直控制我们这个人的心的。
Self-gratification.
自我满足。
Self-centeredness.
自我中心。
Self-love.
自爱。
Self-realization, realizing our own desires and dreams.
自我表现完成我们的理想。
These all crowd out of the Spirit of the Lamb.
这些都把羔羊的灵都把它赶走了。
And Jesus is outside the door knocking.
主耶稣来到我们的门外叩门。
But he can only call us. He can only come to a corresponding spirit.
但是他只能够来对那个能向他响应的灵说话。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
How are we going to be one with God?
我们如何与他合而为一？
Emmanuel, he is here.
以马内利，他就与我们同在。
He is wanting to possess all of our heart.
他何等拥有我们每个人的心。
How can that happen?
这如何发生呢？
There has to be a receiving spirit.
必须我们有一个接受的灵。
In electronics, we have to be on the right channel.
用电子术语来说的话，就是跟它必须同一个频道。
I appreciated the earphones this morning because they automatically set the right channel.
我很感谢今天提供给我的那个耳机，因为它那个频道已经是设准了。
God didn't make us with an automatic channel finder.
神造我们的时候，我们里面 isn't automatic.
Yeah.
我们原来不是那种自动就会找到频道的。
He looks for a heart that desires him. He looks for a surrendered heart.
他寻找一个能够顺服他、降服给他的灵，就可以向他说话。
And when he finds that, there's a connection.
当他找到了，这个连接就成了。
Same spirit.
一个灵。
The spirit of Dale King is no longer there.
我的灵就不在了。
Only the spirit of Christ can connect.
只有基督的灵可以跟神的灵相接。
Nothing else will work.
其他的都没有用。
You and I are in love with ourselves.
我们都是自爱的人。
Wrong channel.
那是错误的频道。
Wrong spirit.
错误的灵。
And it will not connect.
那所以跟神连不上。
And we then, as we enter 2017,
那当我们来进入2017年的时候，
we have to find our own security.
那我们就需要去找我们自己的安全感。
We have to depend upon the government.
啊，我们需要依靠政府。
How many want your security this year from the government?
有多少人希望今年的社会安全基金从政府来？
When every spiritual blessing, every physical blessing is available to us in Christ Jesus.
当所有物质的属灵的一切祝福都要给我们在基督耶稣里的时候，
If we have His Spirit.
如果我们有这样的灵，
Self is an enemy of the Spirit of the Lamb.
我们的己就是羔羊的灵的仇敌。
Oh, there's a lot of enemies of that spirit.
虽然对这个羔羊的灵来说有许多仇敌。
But I'm going to mention just one more.
但是我只再提一个。
I'm going to call it a Babylonian spirit.
我称它为巴比伦的灵。
In Joshua 7, remember Achan?
在约书亚记第七章，大家记得亚干这个人吗？
When the walls of Jericho fell, he went in, Achan went in, and he picked something up.
当伊利哥城倒塌的时候，亚干进到城里面，那他就带走了一些东西。
What did he pick up?
那么他选了什么呢？
Well, we remember the gold and silver.
我们知道他选了金，选了银。
A mantle from Shinar, Babylon.
另外还有一件从示拿地来的衣服。
Babylon has to go before the Spirit of Christ can come in.
巴比伦必须被赶出去，羔羊的灵才能进得来。
It's very interesting when we say here in the 19th chapter, the bride has made herself ready.
啊，非常有意思的就是在启示录第十九章那里讲到，心腹也自己预备好了。
Revelation 17. Revelation 18 and the first few verses of 19 speak of Babylon being eliminated.
但是在启示录第十七章、十八章还有十九章的前段，正在讲巴比伦的灵。
Babylon is the political, monetary, religious world of man.
巴比伦是什么呢？它就是政治的、金融的。以及宗教的整个世界的总和。
It is against the Spirit of the Lamb.
这个系统它正是与基督的灵、羔羊的灵敌对。
The Spirit of the State.
那个灵就是撒旦的灵。
The head of Nebuchadnezzar's statue.
那就是尼布甲尼撒所设定那个金像所代表的。
It's the Spirit of Money.
那是金钱的灵。
The spirit of this world operates by the spirit of money.
这个世界的灵，它的运行就是借着金钱的灵。
Many of us will get up tomorrow morning having to go to work.
明天早晨大家醒来的时候，很多都需要再去工作。
We wouldn't get up if we didn't need money.
我们如果不能够得到报酬的话，我们是不会起床去工作的。
We're forced to get up.
我们被迫起床。
The question is, does that money rule us, or do we rule the money?
那么问题是，金钱正在控制着我们呢，还是我们来管理这些金钱？
And of course, one of the most subtle things of this Babylonian mantle is religion.
那么当然这个最微妙的巴比伦的灵的东西是什么呢？就是宗教。
It is so easy to fall into an intellectual understanding of Christianity.
我们很容易就变成是用头脑知识来认识我们的信仰。
We can singAll these beautiful songs this morning, heard prayer, scripture being read, say amen, but it's all from here up.
我们可以唱这美好的诗歌，听到读经，那么我们也对祷告，来阿门， 可是我们也许都只有从这里以上去了解它。
The spirit of the Lamb registers down here in the heart.
但是羔羊的灵却住在这个地方。
Self and the world are the opposition, the hindrances of the spirit of the Lamb.
己和世界就是拦阻我们来得着羔羊的灵的问题。
This is the story of the children of Israel in the Old Testament. They were attached to the earth, earthbound.
旧约以色列的历史就给我们看见，因为他们实在太扎根于这个地了。
And God would say, I don't want your sacrifices.
他们向神说，神向他们说，我不要你们的祭物。
I want the spirit of the Lamb.
我要的是羔羊的灵。
How can we all have the spirit of the Lamb?
那么我们如何得着羔羊的灵呢？
Like those magi, there must be a desire.
我们必须像那些博士们，必须有个愿望。
You might say, where does that desire come from?
那你会问，这个愿望如何来呢？
Crying out to the Lord.
让我们向主呼求。
Lord, give me a heart that hungers after you.
主啊，给我一个饥渴的灵来寻求你。
Sometimes we see someone, we say, wow, they got something of Jesus that I don't have.
有时候我们看见一个弟兄姊妹，我们说，哎，他拥有的基督我没有。
I want that.
我喜欢这个。
That's what happened with me in February 1971.
那就是我们要进入February
of 1971.
在1971年的2月份。
Hey, I heard this brother pray and I thought, he prays like he really knows who he's praying to.
我听一个弟兄祷告，我觉得好像他知道他在祷告什么。
And it created a desire.
那么这个就是向主呼求的愿望。
We don't have that desire this morning. Ask the Lord.
如果我们今天早晨还没有这个愿望的人，我们可以向主来呼求。
Repent. Say to the Lord, Lord, I don't have it.
我们悔改，我们向主说，主啊，我没有。
I can't, but you can.
我不能，但是你能。
And He will begin to warm the heart.
那么他就开始温暖这颗心。
Create a hunger and thirst to get back into the Word.
他就会为我们创造一个饥渴的灵，使我们回到他的话语上。
When you get up in the morning, do you open the word out of habit or necessity, or is there a craving, a desire to get into the word?
当早晨起来，我们打开圣经的时候，是因为一个习惯，是因为一个是一个一个好像必须做的。或者是我们里面真的向着主有一个爱慕。
The spirit of the world does not have a desire for the spirit of the Lamb.
这世界的灵不会向着羔羊的灵有所爱慕。
Lot's wife could possibly be a believer, a Christian. Lot's wife.
罗德的妻子，她是我们的一个借鉴。
We know Lot was a believer.
我们知道罗德是一个信主的人。
But, they never came into that spirit of the Lamb.
但是他从没有进入羔羊的灵。
Their desires were on the things of this earth.
他们所渴慕的就是这地上的财物。
Often, many of us are like Lot's wife.
而我们很多时候也都像罗德的妻子。
We must be a listenerAnd want to listen to have the spirit of the Lamb.
我们也必须成为一个能够听的人。
It's very interesting in my own life. 2 days before my wife was taken home to the Lord 25 years ago. 25 years ago, the Lord took my wife home.
在25年前，在我的妻子被主接去的两天前。
And 2 days before she died, she was just laying there so peacefully, and I said, do you have a word? Because she came up with some very precious words in that last week.
啊，我就问他说，你有什么话跟我们说？因为在那个最后那时候，他有很多非常宝贵的话语。
And the last word she would say to me before the Lord took her into His arms was, "Listen very carefully."
他最后跟我讲的话，在主把他接到他怀抱之前，他说要非常仔细的听。
And I immediately equated that with the Lord's speaking to us in Revelation 2 and 3. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Lord has to say.
然后我们就听见声音说，这是启示录第二、第三章，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Our adversary is very, very wise, wiser than all of mankind put together.
我们的仇敌是非常聪明的，他比我们所有人加起来还更聪明。
And in these end times, he has come up with the most phenomenal counterfeit of the Holy Spirit.
而在这个末世，他正是把他化妆的、包装的是非常像的一个假的东西来欺骗人。
In our electronic devices,
我们手上拿的那些电子产品
，to hear, to listen and hear the Spirit of the Lamb, one has to be quiet.
为了要听见羔羊的灵向我们说话，我们必须能够安静。
It's very difficult because man loves the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
可是这变成很困难，因为人已经爱上了分别善恶知识树的果子。
And now that tree of knowledge of good and evil is in every person's pocket or pocketbook.
这个分别三个树的这个果子呢，它正装在我们每个人的口袋里。
But so is money in our pocket.
当然，钱也装在口袋里。
These things have to become a slave, not master of our life.
啊，这些东西在我们的生命中，它必须成为奴隶，而不是做我们的主人。
Students must have a device to receive their instructions, their class assignments.
啊，做学生的当然有需要有这些工具来得到这个他们所需要的这些教学的东西。
So we cannot be like the Mennonites and the Amish who say no devices.
我们不能像那些在东岸的那些亚美尼亚人说，我们什么现代化的东西通通都不用了。
They're a part of our life.
啊，这些已经变成我们每天生活的一部分。
But they're not to hold our life.
但是这些东西不应该控制我们的生活。
They're to be a slave.
他必须做奴隶。
The social media just absolutely occupies not only the young people, but many of us adults, our lives.
这些社交的媒体不仅是大量的吸引了年轻人，就是连我们在座的众人，大部分恐怕都被吸引了。
It stimulates us.
啊，它就是在里面刺激我们。
And pretty soon, a half an hour goes by.
啊
，a half an hour goes by.
啊，很快半个钟头就过去了。
Now they say that our children spend 9.5 hours a day on screen time.
啊，现在他们的统计是我们的孩子每天花9.5小时在荧幕上。
That's a lot of time.
这是很多的时间。
What are we listening to?
那我们听见了什么？
Are we listening to the Spirit so that the Spirit of the Lamb can come into our hearts?
我们是不是听羔羊的灵，然后它可以进到我们里边？
Come into our hearts and affect the soul.
当这个进到我们的心的时候，它就会影响到我们的魂。
Something has to program the soul.
那么必须有些东西在我们的魂里面做事。
Is it the device coming from the outside?
是从我们手上拿的那个电子产品吗？
Is the world programming the soul?
是不是让世界在我们的魂里面在写东西呢？
Or is it the still small voice the spirit of the lamb.
或者是羔羊的灵，那个微小的声音呢？
How can we have the spirit of the lamb? We must judge the harlotry in our own lives.
我们如何拥有羔羊的灵呢？我们必须要来审判在我们里面偏于邪的心。
That's why Revelation 17 and 18 precede the lamb has come.
这就是为什么启示录第十七、十八章是在第十九章羔羊降临之前所说的。
Repentance becomes a way of life.
那悔改就是我们生活的一个方式。
Personally, I live with my wife and we're together 24 hours a day. Since I'm retired.
因为我们已经退休了，所以我跟我的妻子一天是24小时都生活在一起。
We cook together.
我们一起做饭。
We work together.
我们一起工作。
Takes a lot of repentance. Lots of repentance.
因为连接的这么紧密，所以需要很多的悔改。
Excuse me, forgive me.
对不起，请原谅我。
Becomes a way of life.
这变成我们一个生活的方式。
So that the Spirit does not cease, it keeps flowing.
所以羔羊的灵就可以一直在我们里面来运行。
And there must be commitment.
那么必须要有所有决心，有委身。
In the human race today, the word commitment is, I don't even know if we know the definition of it.
今天当我们讲到这个委身的时候，可能我们不一定知道它的意义是什么。
In 1 Timothy 1:12, I know whom I am believed and am fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him.
提摩太后书第一章第十二节，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
He will provide if I'm committed to him.
如果我把自己交托给他，他就供应我一切。
Every spiritual gift.
每样属灵的恩赐。
Are you filled with joy?
你感觉到这个喜乐吗？
As we commit ourselves to the Lord, he fills with joy.
当我们把自己交托给神的时候，他就用喜乐充满我们。
And joy is preceded by rest and peace.
而喜乐乃是在安息和平安之前。
You know, the Lord made it very simple when he called the disciples.
主当他呼召门徒们的时候，把这个事情说得很简单。
If we're to have the spirit of the Lamb, Jesus said to Peter,Follow me.
主呼召彼得的时候跟他讲说，来跟从我。
And when we get to John 21, he says it two times to Peter. Peter, follow me.
当来到约翰福音第21章的时候，他向彼得两次说，来跟从我。
Very simple.
非常简单。
It's really, if I would say one thing to Gloria yesterday, I would say two words. Hold on to his coattails. Hold on to Michael's coattail. Follow Michael.
就像我昨天跟善美说的，你就是跟着麦克就可以了。
Very few sisters, after even 50 years of marriage, have learned that.
how many years?
50.
50年。60年的婚姻生活之后，我得到这个秘诀。
It's the most difficult thing in the world for us men to learn. Follow the Lord Jesus.
这是我们最难学的功课，跟随主耶稣。
Sisters, follow your man as he follows Christ.
姊妹们，你要跟随你的丈夫，如同他跟随基督。
And I'm not going to give anyone any loopholes.If your husband is not a believer, follow him anyway.
如果你的丈夫还没有信主的话，你也得跟随他。
First Peter 3:1, the Lord will bless.
彼得前书第二章告诉我们说，这样做的人是蒙福的。
No questions, no buts, wondering. Is my husband making good decisions? Forget it.
我们不需要去分析他到底做的对的决定是好的决定不好的决定。
Listen and follow. That's God's order.
神的命令就是跟随他。
And God will bless.
然后神必定祝福你。
Let God deal with your husband.
让神来对付你的丈夫。
Husbands, we must have that spirit of love.
做丈夫的我们必须有爱的灵。
But if we're to have together the spirit of the Lamb is simply following the Lamb.
那么这样我们就丈夫妻子都有同样的灵
跟
随羔羊。
Wheresoever he goeth.
那么他无论到哪里去我们都跟随他。
And the last thing I would say about how two would persevere.
那么最后我要讲到我们如何能够得胜。
Our brother made that very clear when he was talking to Michael and Gloria yesterday.
我们的弟兄昨天在和Michael 跟 Gloria 劝勉的时候这样说。
There can be a lot of excitement yesterday in a wedding.
昨天在这个婚礼中间有很多令人兴奋的事。
But the enemy takes no time off.
但是仇敌好像没有停止他工作。
And he will wait and wait and look for a cross word between two people and come in.
他一直在等候等候然后在一个十字路口然后就在两个人之间他就钻进来了。
An imagination will come into the mind and cause a separation.
然后那个你在里面的那种想象的思想就进来就把人给分开了。
What is the result or the fruit of the indwelling spirit of the Lamb?
这个羔羊的灵列住以后会产生什么样的果子呢
？Well, as when we get to Revelation, we see that it's a spirit that overcomes.
那么我们来到启示录就看见，它乃是一个得胜者的灵。
Overcoming is moment by moment.
得胜是每时每刻的事情。
One thought can quench the spirit of the Lamb.
我们一个思想就可能把羔羊的灵给消灭了。
Just a thought of pride.
一个骄傲的思想。
Thought of jealousy.
一个嫉妒的思想。
Anger.
愤怒。
We're all plagued with anger.
我们都很容易愤怒。
And we let that anger rise up, the spirit of the Lamb vanishes.
当那个怒气起来的时候，羔羊的灵就退去了。
When we have the spirit of the Lamb, we can be built together.
当我们有羔羊的灵的时候，我们才有可能被建造在一起。
The church begins with a husband and wife.
教会那是由丈夫与妻子开始。
That's the smallest microcosm.
那就是一个最基本的一个组成单位。
And then the family.
然后是家庭。
Many times the apostles speak of this. Husband, one wife, where there's an order, children obeying.
当使徒们讲到家庭的时候，讲到丈夫如何，妻子当如何，那么儿女们对父母当如何。
There is only one way we can become the body of Christ.
那么只有一条路，叫我们可以变成基督的身体。
And that's each one of us have to have a different spirit.
那么就是我们每个人不能有不同的灵。
The spirit of a lamb, not a lion.
我们不能够有非羔羊的灵。
We all have naturally the spirit of a lion.
我们都很容易有狮子的灵，就像他刚才这样的吼叫。
Our children are born with it.
我们的小孩跟我们学习。
But only God can bring that spirit of the Lamb of persevering.
但是只有神可以把羔羊的灵把让它居住在我们里面。
Being built together as one. That's what Jesus prayed for.
那这样我们就可以在一起被神所建造。这也是主为我们祷告的。
Twice he mentions that in John 17.
在 约翰福音第十七章主两次为教会这样祷告
That they might be one
让他们合而为一
We're to be lamb among wolves
我们乃是在狼群中的羊
Tacked on the left
如果有人打我们的左脸
And exposing the right
我们把右脸也转过去让他打
Not reacting
不去反抗
Just as the martyrs walking to the lion's den
就好像寻道者很从容地走到这个狮子坑一样
See, often the lions that attack are our own spouse
我们还都说像狼一样攻击我们的配偶
And we're to respond by pray by Not reacting, but by praying.
当我们受到这样对待的时候，不是去反抗，而是去祷告。
There's nothing that diffuses an argument faster when someone says something difficult to accept, and we respond with, "Let's just take it to the Lord in prayer."
当我们被冒犯的时候，没有一个方法可以把这个这个难处化解的更快的那就是我们说让我们一起把这件事带到主的跟前
When one person in the family has a spirit of the lamb it's very difficult to argue
当一个家庭中有一个人有羔羊的灵的时候这个家庭要争吵是很困难的
The fruit of the spirit of the lamb is a spirit of sojourning
这个羔羊的灵所产生的果子就是一个寄居者的灵
The world is not my home.
这世界不是我们的家。
It is passing away.
它必要过去。
We are not to put down a permanent holding to this earth.
我们不是要把这个地当作我们永远的居所来抓住它。
Our heart is to be detached.
我们的心必须跟他分离。
We are of another kingdom.
我们有另外一个国度。
Politics do not affect us.
这个政治不能够影响我们。
We're above that.
我们是高于政治之上。
Let the world fight.
让世界去征战。
We just enthroned the Lord.
我们就是在基督里面和他同坐宝座。
This last year as the election was going on.
当今年这个选举进行的时候
In our gathering there in Arizona we concentrated just on enthroning the Lord
在我们在亚利桑那州聚集的圣徒们我们就是一直的把让基督居首位
This is happening, that is happening but we thank you Lord you're on the throne
我们看到这事情发生那样的事情发生但是我们到主面前说
God,
主啊你管制一切
We don't need another home
我们不需要另外一个家
We don't need a bigger home.
我们也不需要更大的家。
We don't need bigger barns.
我们也不需要更大的谷仓。
We need shelter.
我们只要有一个帐篷就行。
We need transportation.
我们有一个简单的工具就行了。
We need some clothes.
我们也需要一点衣服。
But we're just going through like Jesus without a pillow.
我们就像主耶稣一样，没有枕头就经过这个世界。
Not concerned if we get promoted at work.
也不需要一直关心我们到底在公司里面有没有被提升。
If I get promoted, thank you, Lord.
如果被提升了，我说感谢神。
If I get a pink slip, if I get demoted, thank you, Lord.
如果fired. 如果被解雇了，我们也说感谢主。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
This world is not our home. We're sojourners.
这世界不是我们的家，我们乃是客旅。
There will be oil in our lamp.
那么另外我们还必须预备油在我们的灯里头。
There were five virgins who did not have oil in their lamp.
那有五个童女他们没有游在灯里边
They were born again
他们是重生的人
But there was not that life-giving spirit
但他们没有得着那个 供应生命的灵。
It was kind of like a drip from the olive tree. Drip, there'd be a little bit of light.
啊，就好像从那个橄榄树上滴下来的油，可以给我们亮光。
Another drip, a little bit of love.
啊，那么再有点一滴油，就又多一点的爱。
Drip, another bit of life.
那么再一点一滴的油，就可以多一点的生活生命。
The Lord's intention when we read Ephesians 1:3 there is a fullness.
我们刚才读到以弗所书第一章第三节那里讲到，就是那个丰满。
A flow.
那是一个流通。
In John 7, it speaks of rivers of living water.
啊，约翰第七章讲到那个啊活水的江河。
A well of water springing up in John 4.
啊，在第四章里面讲到那个涌流的啊泉源。
We're not on a famine diet.
我们不是在一个枯干的经历。
It's a fullness that the Lord has for us.
我们的主所我们预备的乃是丰满的。
Oil in the lamp.
啊，是高在羔羊里面的油。
And the bridegroom came.
当新郎到达的时候。
And they were ready.
那么这些人这些新妇就预备好了。
And they entered in.
那么他们就能够进入那个婚宴。
When we are walking by the Spirit of the Lamb, it delights the Father.
当我们行走在羔羊的灵里的时候，叫我们的父的心欢喜。
God said, my son delights me.
啊，神说我的儿子叫我喜乐。
And when the son is in us, his spirit, we are a pleasure to the Father.
当神的儿子在我们里面做生命的时候，我们也成为父亲的一个快乐。
This is the secret to the coming year.
那么这就是我们进入20新的一年的一个秘诀。
Someone says, oh, I'm sure glad 2016's over.
啊，有些人可能说，哎呀，太好了，啊，2016总算要过去了。
2017 is going to have more pressures than 2016.
但是2017年比2016恐怕要更多的压力。
I think all of us have seen, just even in the last, let's just say 5 years, this progression of pressure and degeneracy that's taken over the world globe.
所以在过去的五年我们可以看见这个这个压力是一直上升的。
The fruit of the Spirit, not only is the delight,of the Father, but we avoid the wrath of the Lamb.
啊，不仅有羔羊的灵叫父的心欢喜，而且我们可以逃避羔羊的愤怒。
It's a word we don't preach about much, the wrath of the Lamb.
虽然我们不没有讲到太多羔羊的愤怒。
But it's real.
但这是真的。
We thank God.That he is the creator of this universe.
我们感谢神，他是这整个宇宙的创造者。
We find God's work not only in creation but in redemption.
我们不仅在创造里看见神的工作，而且在救赎里更是看见了。
We find God's work in judgment.
我们也看见神的工作在审判中。
And when we have the Spirit of the Lamb, we are ready.
当我们有羔羊的灵的时候。对审判是预备好的。
By judging ourselves daily now.
就现在每天就审判我们自己。
Oh, how we have to quit judging the other person, which we're quit, and just judge oneself. Just judge ourselves.
很多时候我们很容易去论断别人，但是现在我们应当做的应该是审判自己。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just,To forgive us our sins.
如果我们认自己的罪，他是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
This often comes as a surprise to brothers and sisters.
啊，这是常常会给弟兄姊妹们带来惊喜。
But the more we go on with the Lord, the more we have to repent.
但是我们更多跟随主，我们就更多需要悔改。
When we're walking in the light, walking in the Spirit.
当我们在光中行走，在灵里行走的时候
That light shines in our hearts.
这个光就照进我们的心中。
We're exposed.
我们就被显明了。
And we repent.
那我们就悔改。
And then the Lord takes us up higher.
那么主就得着了。
And there's more light.
那么就有更多的光。
And we have to repent.
那我们就更多悔改。
And as we repent, the Spirit of the Lamb fills us.
当我们悔改的时候，羔羊的灵就更多充满我们。
Do you desire the Spirit of the Lamb?
你渴望羔羊的灵吗？
Without desire, it's not going to happen.
没有渴望，这件事不可能发生。
Are you ready? Am I ready for the new year?
你和我已经预备好迎接新的一年了吗？
Do you desire to hasten the return of the Lord?
你是不是有愿望来催促主的再来？
Are we ready for the Lord to return?
我们已经预备好让主回来了吗？
There's one way.
只有一条路。
Each one of us must possess the Spirit of the Lamb.
我们每个人必须拥有羔羊的灵。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we confess that naturally speaking, we do not have this spirit.
父啊，我们向你承认，在我们天然的人里，并没有羔羊的灵。
But from the first moment the Lord Jesus came to this earth, we were able to see what the Spirit of the Lamb is all about.
当主耶稣降临世界的那一刻，我们才知道什么是羔羊的灵。
We're thankful that this spirit of the slain lamb was from before the foundation of this earth.
我们感谢你，因为羔羊的灵是在创立世界根基以前就有的。
We're thankful that we can have this spirit.
我们感谢你，我们也可以得到同样的灵。
It's ours.For the desire and for the asking.
你要把这些给渴望和向你呼求的人。
Lord, we want to be ready.
主啊，我们愿意预备好。
We want to give you a place in our heart, that Bethlehem heart, where you can come.
我们愿意在我们的心中有一个像伯利恒之家，让你可以居住的地方。
Be ready for today.
那我们今天预备好。
Be ready for this week.
我们也为下个礼拜预备好。
Be ready for the new year.
我们也为明年预备好。
By being possessed by the Spirit of the Lamb.
让我们被羔羊的灵所拥有。
Thank you for demonstrating through your Son this Spirit.
我们谢谢你把你的儿子的羔羊的灵展示给我们看。
It's the Spirit of love.That constrains us.
是这个爱的灵来激励了我们。
We want to follow you.
我们就愿意跟随你。
With all our hearts.
全心。
With all our soul.
全意。
With all our mind.
全性。
All of our strength.
全力的。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢主，在主耶稣基督里面的祷告。Amen.